Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio. Yeah.
They just get it off into the end zone. Contact. What a catch! A miraculous, implausible, impossible catch by 12. Travis Hunter with another clip on the reel.
That's unbelievable. That's a glitch in EA Sports College Football 25.
The Buffs, Travis Hunter. Jadeur Sanders get the win barely over North Dakota State last night in college football. I watched the end. I watched some of the second quarter and then the end. Football is back, and I know it because I had my first play call that made me crazy of the season last night when Colorado got a stop. They were up like 5, final score, right? 5. Under 2 minutes, opponent had one timeout, and on first down they threw the ball deep. Incomplete. Like, okay, well, I like to throw the ball, but what? I mean, run the clock out on them. Yeah, so I felt football last night. Annoyed at the announcers. Annoyed at the play calling. Let's go. Week one. Colin is on WGR next. Hi, Colin.
How we doing, man?
Okay.
I just wanted to mention what you said earlier about the most important bill outside of Josh. I think it's Deion Dawkins. Just because he kind of keeps Josh alive on his blind side. And I think if Josh is healthy, standing up tall and straight, I think we can win, like, any game against anybody. So, like, I think that's got to make him rather important. And I also, sidebar, I think he's one of the best left tackles in the league that no one talks about, besides, obviously, Bills fans.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Thank you. I mean, it's definitely reasonable to put Dawkins on any short list of important most important players. I mean, that's all very true what you said. Thanks for the call. 803-0550 is the number. The opener for the Bills next Sunday at home against Arizona. Yesterday, I made a top 5 list, just, for something to do. And so I decided my 5 favorite home Bills openers. It's a personal list. 2 are losses. So it's not, 5 best. It's just my 5. And in chronological order, they are, by the way, the 2 that they lost are the 2 that I was at. So you can blame me for these if you want. 1979, my first game, 7 years old with my parents' friends. It was they and I, just the 3 of us. I don't know. It seems kind of weird, but that's what happened. And somewhere in the recesses of my brain, I'm sure I've got images from seeing the stadium for what would have been the first time. I just like now lived on Grand Island then. That's where I grew up. And so we never went to the stadium for any reason, Orchard Park. And I'm sure I couldn't even believe how big it was. And then we sat there in the rain. I talked about this game recently. It came up how everybody had ponchos on. It's just like the crowd was all just different colors of that garbage bag poncho material, scattered all around the crowd. And then the Bills had a chance to beat Miami for the first time in a decade, and they didn't because they missed a field goal at the end. Tom Dempsey, 9-7. So that has to be on my list of 5 home openers. These are all week one games, by the way, like season opener that they played at home. The next year, I don't have any particular personal memory of it, but it's very significant in Bills history. 1980, they do beat Miami that day, 17-7. Goalposts come down, so that would be one of the more significant ones, even though I'm not even sure if it was on TV. I don't think it was. How about that? Can you believe that? Has the show ever sounded older? A Bills game, a football game not televised, the blackout. When did the blackout go away? Zach, do you know? Do you remember the blackout going away?
Oh, I remember them. I remember it. I don't remember it going away. But I always remember it was late in the season. All of a sudden, it was like, no, you have to get the $5 tickets to actually go see the game.
I'm asking, though, like, when did they change the rule, if you know? Like, would you know what year there would have been a game that you couldn't watch, and then how long has it been? 10 years,
maybe? Since 2015, so just under or just over.
So in 2015, yep, there was no more blackout. Okay, that was long overdue. Thank you. 1988. So I'm 16. This was an opener against Minnesota. This would have been Thurman Thomas's first game. And I choose it because there was just a lot of excitement about the Bills. 86 is Kelly's arrival. 87, they got a lot better. Okay, can they get a lot better again in 88? And they did. They won a low-scoring game that day against the Vikings. And it was, like, to me, sort of the beginning. It was an AFC East winning team. And so what? You had 88, 89, 90, 91, 93, 95. You know, all division title.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Season, so think of 88. They beat the Vikings maybe 13-10. And then the next week they beat Miami, I think it was 9-6. And that was that season. Even though you think of all the great players on offense, guys who became legends, that was a defense year, 88, but also a great year. So I'll pick that one. 91 would be on a short list of the best Bills games ever, I think, against the Dolphins. 91 opener. So you have Super Bowl 25 and all that that was, all through that offseason. You know, the Bills were celebrated for almost winning the Super Bowl. We did that once. We did that once. And so, okay, well, now they should be better, right? Just more having that experience, and I don't know even if there's a way to find out if they were like the favorite that year. I'm not sure they would have been. Maybe they were the AFC favorite at least. But here, such anticipation for the 91 season and a rematch with the Dolphins from a playoff game in the snow the previous year. Like, this is going to be great. I did not go to this game, but I remember it very well, watching it, you know, with friends back in 1991, and the Bills get down early, 14-0. Mark Hicks, I think, is the name of the Miami running back that day, and like, this is just sort of a, you know, cold water splash in your face. This was not supposed to happen. The Bills beat the Dolphins in the division. They beat them in the playoffs. This was not, you're not supposed to lose this game, and they didn't. Thurman's incredible, 35-31. Maybe Dick Enberg on the call, like just the best ever. And that is a very memorable one for me, 1991. And then I'm putting 2002 just because of like what that game meant to me. Bledsoe's first, and I had season tickets for the first time that year. Incredible game. They lose it on the Chad Morton opening kickoff return of overtime after tying it on, I think, a fourth down pass to Eric Molds very late in the fourth quarter. Back and forth, beautiful day. I was just very happy with myself that day to be there and to be a part of that. 2002 is the only year that I have not been on postgame since 99. And so that year I was freed up. I did pregame that year for WGR. I was freed up to go out to the stadium and have season tickets. So I was able to do that, and that was a great day. More recently, it's just been different. I've been at some of these, you know, Josh Allen openers and, you know, last through the drought, everything like that. But those are the ones I would pick. I think most people tend to pick ones from when they're younger, you know, just sort of like nostalgic, special memories. And of course, those late 80s, early 90s ones are, you know, great seasons. There was a loss to the Jets. I think that's 94, season opener. 4 straight AFC titles, and then the Jets, who were kind of bad, with Boomer Esiason, beat the Bills soundly in the opener. Forgive me for this, please. It's 4 straight AFC titles, AFC East titles now. It was 4 straight AFC championships then, So you're going into year five of the thing, and that week one was, I could look up the spread from that game. I remember, the way I remember it, like they probably were heavy favorites, and the Jets won something like 23-3 at Rich Stadium, and that was just not supposed to happen. That would, this year's game sort of has a little bit of that flavor. You know, we'll hopefully the Bills don't get crushed by the Arizona Cardinals to start this season. Yikes. But after all that success, the, you know, the 94 season was difficult. That team showed, they had games where they showed the, you know, the flashes from the AFC title teams. There was a big win over Montana and the Chiefs. They owned the Dolphins. There was a Sunday night win in Miami that year that was just kind of wild and fun, but they just had too many bad days and didn't get there. Kelly gets hurt late, 94. 94 was rough. That's where we want to say we don't want to talk about parallels. You don't want to hear Bulldog and me in 2024 referencing 1994. But it kind of is what the last 4 years then were what we've had for the last 4 years here. Let's hope year five goes differently. 803-0550 for your calls. Remembering some Bills openers as we almost have arrived at week one this year. Most important guys. I want to talk a little bit about Josh Allen's MVP chances as well today, whether that'll be next or later on. Fantasy football with Sigmund Bloom coming up at the top of the hour. Paul Hamilton later today as well. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.